Hello and welcome to Review Grenade. I'm Elliot.
And I'm Jay.
Jay, what did we just watch?
Avengers Endgame. Hell yeah.
All right, describe this movie in one word.
One word?
I have my word. I've been thinking on the car right over what my one word is to describe this. You want me to go first? Culmination. That's my word. This is a culmination of 11 years.
Yep.
And if you've watched all of these movies, you are rewarded.
That's true.
Culmination. All right, I mean, there are bits and pieces of everything in this.
That's true. From every movie.
Thor fucking 2.
Yep.
The shit Thor.
Yep.
So, spoiler alert. This will be a spoiler heavy talk.
Spoiler heavy, yeah. Spoilers.
So what's your one word? How would you describe this movie? It's hard.
It's between somber or convoluted.
Convoluted. Now, I understand somber. And yes. I think everyone listening understands somber.
Yes.
Explain convoluted.
Convoluted, I have a feeling that the Marvel Universe is going to get to this place where it's just...
Oh, now see, I view this...
The stories are going to get a little ridiculous here and there.
Oh, see, I think the exact opposite is going to happen.
Yeah?
I think we're literally going back to basics now. I think this I think this was a hard reset.
I got my Spider-Man, that's all I care about.
Man, he's not in this a lot, but man, he shines.
Oh yeah, he does.
He's everything I wanted in a Spider-Man.
It's true, the casting was
fucking amazing. Perfect.
Yep.
He's perfect. It's everything I wanted. Everything I wanted in a Spider-Man.
How do you feel about New Hulk?
That might have been my least favorite part of this movie. Might have been how they did Bruce Banner.
I kind of wanted a more Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
But. I really wanted to see the two arguing before he becomes Hulk in, like, attacks.
Yeah.
Or I wanted
something.
How do
you feel about Bum Thor?
I also didn't like Bum Thor. Those were probably the weakest part to me, was what they did to Bruce.
Yep.
Without any, just, like, 5 years later, fixes everything.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I hated Fat Thor. I did like that they kept him, though, that he didn't magically get skinny.
Yep.
Which I guess was good. I mean, he did magically get a beard braid.
Yes, he did magically get a beard braid. Is that what... I don't know what you called...
I don't know. It's very Game of Thrones-esque.
Folding your braid.
That's very Game of Thrones-esque.
Yes.
All right, plot-wise.
Plot-wise. I don't know how I feel about... We have time travel now, because I'm worried of the... Implication. I hope to God they like destroy it all.
I thought time travel would be a big element here.
Yep.
I did not think time travel would be a big element in the way that it was.
Oh yeah.
I was
not expecting Quantum World.
Did you expect them to magically just go right after Thanos? In the first 10 minutes to me was what I thought the movie would be. I thought it would be a build up to that fight.
Yep.
But they just go right in and kill him almost instantly.
Yep.
It's really weird.
Thanos' retirement plan.
Yeah. The first 10 minutes, this movie did not play out how I thought it would play out.
No.
At all.
Me either.
The first 10 minutes were shocking to me.
Yep.
Yeah, really shocking to me. So, plot-wise, I
don't know. It was semi a bummer because everybody was bummed out because everybody was dead. And then...
Right.
Since all the characters that survived weren't, like, all from the same group, they didn't really have the best chemistry.
Yeah. I did check my phone every hour mark into the movie. Because just checking to see how far I was in.
Yeah.
But almost on the dot, every hour I looked at my phone, the first 2 hours.
Nice.
Because I was like, oh, okay, I'm a third of 3 hours and 2 minutes.
3 hours and 2 minutes.
This is what the runtime is here. I checked it about almost an hour in and almost 2 hours in. Almost exactly. which was weird. I thought, oh, okay, I'm a third of the way through. Oh, okay, I'm like two thirds of the way through.
I think I would have preferred Time Stone time travel. That's as what opposed I assumed would happen. Quantum Stone or Quantum Realm.
Yeah. I assumed. I also, the other thing that upset me was like how Ant-Man was like brought back. Yep. Have you seen Ant-Man and Wasp?
Yes.
At the end, the post-credit scene is the snap.
Yeah.
How they brought him out from the quantum realm was the dumbest thing ever.
It was.
Like, oh, a rat walks over this machine and suddenly he's out.
Yep.
Just push a button. Like, how did that button not get pushed? How did that cart? All of that was really dumb to me.
Yeah. A couple. The plot wasn't. I mean, I guess they wanted it to be the most unexpected thing.
Which it was.
It was.
I was very unexpected.
There's a couple parts where I was like, I don't know if I like where this plot went, but.
I also thought that Brie Larson would be in this movie a lot more than she was in it.
Oh, that's Captain Marvel, right?
Yes. Yeah. I thought she would be in. I thought she would be. I almost thought she would be the main character of this movie.
Yeah.
Just because I know the buildup, I guess.
I didn't see Captain Marvel.
So it wasn't bad. It
wasn't bad.
But at the end, she leaves.
Yeah.
To go space hunting for answers. I don't know. Question mark?
Reasons.
Reasons. There you go. Yeah. And so. Yeah, yeah,
she was in there like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If. Yeah.
And then again, she's there at the end of the battle to fix the things that the Avengers cannot fix.
Yes.
Destroy the ship. Yep. Because the Avengers are all on the ground.
Yep.
That was weird.
Yep.
I did like the final battle.
The only thing I didn't like about the final battle is there's kind of a cheesy female moment. But other than that...
Oh, my God. Tessa and I literally talked about this on the car ride home. I had no problem with the
female... Like, I don't have a problem with the female thing.
Here's what I had a problem with. It's the female scene. It's all the great female superheroes.
They're already there. And,
and then it's the fucking Mantis.
Yep.
You're like, oh, I could kill people. I can like confuse one dude... with my thoughts. Like, it did nothing. Like, I was just like, cool. Oh, and Mantis is here, too. That was so silly to me. I was like, she's worth it.
I mean, they were already all there. They were already all kicking ass. I don't see the reason to have
there,
the...
I did, like, the iconic, like, group shots.
Yeah.
The panning was cool. I thought the time-traveling eras that they went to were fantastic, too.
Yeah.
Going back to the first Avengers, fantastic. Going back in time and Tony talking to his dad.
Yep.
The only thing that would have been cooler for me there is if Tony's dad knew it was Tony.
Yep.
I almost kind of thought he did a little bit, and I thought that would have been really cool for him to realize what was happening. To have like real closure, I guess. Yeah. Let's talk deaths.
Deaths.
Two deaths. That's it.
Three deaths.
Who's the third?
I guess Captain America's still alive, right? But he's out. Unless he's like superhuman 70 years old. Well, but
here's what happens in the comics. He starts to age rapidly.
Uh-huh.
And he gets like that. That was like in the last couple of years. And then he also becomes young again eventually. So he does start to super age. So I guess never say never, but Black Widow. Did you think Black Widow was going to die? Or did you think Hawkeye was going to die?
I thought Hawkeye.
I didn't, only because of the family thing.
Yeah,
and if they had killed him at that point in the movie, he would have not have had a lot of screen time. And that would have been shocking to me.
I think it would have been a little bit better had they expanded on that Hulk Black Widow relationship a little bit more. You would have felt it a little bit more. But I still was like, oh no, Black Widow.
Yeah. Also, she has a movie coming out next year.
Black Widow movie?
Yes, there is a Black Widow movie with Scarlett Johansson.
But like back in the day or something.
No one knows anything about it.
Huh?
Prequel? Or sequel. It would be a really weird movie to have as a prequel, considering that this is like the restarting of the next era of Marvel movies. Let's go back in time to a person who's already dead currently? Weird. Or is that just a lie? Is there not even...
I don't know. You could kind of tell they're like, oh, Thor 3 made a bunch of money, so we're going to go repeat that.
Well, why wouldn't you, right? But Thor 3 was, good. Top three Marvel movies.
Oh yeah, Thor 3 was good.
Tony Stark death.
Yep.
Saw that kind of coming.
Mile away.
But you knew, right? Yep. I mean, you knew he was done. I thought the way that they handled it was great. He got to say goodbye to Rodney. He got to say goodbye to Peter. He got to say goodbye to Gwyneth Paltrow, who is now the new Iron Man.
Is she
I think she's called Siren in the comics.
Oh man, I didn't know. I haven't been in the Marvel comics since the 90s.
I think she's called Siren or like Alarm or something. She's got a weird name, but she's basically Iron Man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's three or four different Iron Men now in the comics currently. So I thought that was fine. I thought it was handled well. You knew he was kind of going to die, especially when Doctor Strange gave him like the look. I was oh, this is it. Like, he's going to die right here. I kind of could tell. I did think, okay, so the third death, if you want to call that, Captain America.
Yep.
I thought that was handled exactly how I wanted to see it. Yep. That last shot is exactly what I wanted to see. Them dancing together. That's what I wanted to see. I felt closure with that, and I liked it a lot.
Did they get Natalie Portman, or is they like
that's
rotoscope her face onto something?
Right, because I think she kind of hates Marvel.
I don't know.
I think I was kind of surprised with that callback.
Yep.
I thought all the callbacks were great. Even like Thor 2, which I think is the weakest of the Marvel movies, still had something in it.
Yep.
Which was great. The final battle, the big three, Thor, Captain America, Iron Man, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
That was exactly what I wanted to see, too. Badass. Very badass. I kind of knew, like, Captain America was going to pick up the hammer at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Somebody was.
Yeah.
The second he got the second one.
I did not think he would be able to control it like Thor could, though.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was interesting.
And shoot lightning.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. But still, the fight was good. Breaking of the shield was kind of cool.
I was pretty happy with it.
I was pretty happy with it. I really thought he was going to have two shields to give to Bucky and to Falcon. I really wanted two shields.
I was torn to see which one was going to
I really wanted two shields. Because in the comics, Bucky's the first one who becomes Captain America. And then recently, Falcon was Captain America.
America
so
Brothers.
Both, I do know they both have a show coming out on the Disney streaming app together.
Okay.
So there's a show of the two of them coming.
Sweet.
There's also a Scarlet Witch Vision show coming to Disney.
Vision didn't come back, did he?
That's also weird.
Yep.
Okay, there's that. So there's definitely some loose ends still. Thor joining the Asgardians of the Galaxy, which I guess is an actual comic. It is an actual thing.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Thor and Guardians 3 would be okay with. I would be okay with that.
Yep.
They solved the Gamora issue of bringing her back from the past version to the current.
I guess.
She's there.
I guess she is.
And that's she's the past version of herself, so she doesn't have the memories of the first two movies.
Yeah.
But she's there. Yep. I mean, so also there's a Loki movie. Or a Loki show coming to the Disney Channel too.
Is it like animated?
No. A live action with him.
Huh.
But remember, he stole the cube and disappeared.
Yeah.
Tessa brought that up to me. She's like, well, he steals the cube, he disappears, and you don't see it again.
Uh-huh.
So I guess there's that. That's believable.
That's in the other timeline?
Who the fuck knows?
Guess?
A lot of loose ends still.
A lot of loose ends.
Which I was surprised. The funeral was fine to me. The weird random stranger that I didn't know I had to Google to find out who that kid was.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the kid from Iron Man 3, by the way. It's the same actor and everything. Which was kind of odd.
Yeah.
You're just like, cool. We had a memory together once. Decades ago at this point.
Yeah.
Where does this line up for you in terms of the other Marvel movies?
On the good scale, how good it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see here. I give it... I think it's better than Ultron.
Ultron, the worst of the Avengers movies to you? Of the four?
I think I dislike the first one the most.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the first one in a long time, but I don't remember disliking it. I think Ultron's my least favorite of the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
This...
cooler bad guy, in my opinion,
okay,
than Loki. But
fair enough. Yeah, Loki's kind of a weird bad guy.
From my childhood, but yes.
First Avengers movie is weird because you would think they'd use the Skrulls.
Yeah.
And they didn't. And then the Skrulls are in Captain Marvel. Spoiler alert for there. They're good guys. They're not bad guys.
Okay.
What the fuck?
That's news to me.
It's weird. Yeah, that was the twist where I'm like, okay, they're bad. And then they're like, not.
I think I quit before Skrull War was in the comics. So okay. I don't know too much about them.
I don't know too much either, but... to me, I thought the first Infinity War was better than this one.
Me too.
3 hours felt, it did feel like 3 hours.
My question for, did he bring them back exactly as they were from the second they left?
I think that's how it is.
Or did he bring them back 5 years older?
No, I think they were literally gone for a second and then brought back exactly as they were.
Yep.
Because, and my theory behind that reasoning is if you watch the Spider-Man trailer, I don't know if you've seen it, there he's still in high school. It's about going on a high school field trip. They go to like France or something, Paris?
Yeah.
So
something like that.
But it's a high school trip, so
my guess, still in high school.
Yeah, still in high school. And my guess is all the main characters from the Spider-Man movie were also snapped.
Okay.
To make them the same age as they are currently. Because again, at the end, you saw Peter at school with
all the
with his friend.
Yeah.
You didn't see Mary Jane, but again, she's in the trailer for the Spider-Man movie, and yep, she is still her the same age.
Yep.
But also, Kevin Feige called Spider-Man Far From Home the last movie of this phase.
Okay.
Not Endgame, but the Spider-Man movie.
Okay.
So after Spider-Man, now we're talking a whole new set of things.
Just don't ruin my Spider-Man, Feige. That's all I care about.
I man, Spider-Man's great to me.
He's my favorite.
Yeah.
Always was.
Mine too. I think, but that's also, we grew up, I mean, we're an identical person, really. Yep. We could interchange. Yeah, it was good.
Definitely good.
I knew it would be, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, there's no way they were going to fuck this up. There was no way, right?
Yeah.
There's too much writing on it. My prediction is now, instead of going bigger and bigger and bigger, we're going to go small.
I hope we do.
We're going to go really small.
I don't want to hit that. Like, this is my problem with like the comics when I was a kid. It just got super convoluted.
Well, that's right. Where do you go?
I mean,
only bigger.
Yep.
So I might think my theory is less movies are going to be connected, maybe very, very loosely.
Yep.
Like, I know Samuel L. Jackson is in the new Spider-Man movie,
mm-hmm,
but I think he's basically playing the Tony Stark role of the first one, you know, kind of there.
Yeah.
And you know who he is. Again, that was weird that he was in one scene.
One scene.
It didn't say a word.
Best gig ever.
And again,
show up, wear an eye patch, get money.
Yeah, that was weird. There's a lot of things that were weird, and they had such a long timeline, 3 hours to do stuff. It was weird.
Yep.
It's definitely not perfect.
No. But it's definitely solid closure.
Solid closure. I am really excited for Fantastic Four now. I really hope that's the next real big group,
mm-hmm,
because I think X-Men are still a little ways off. Because they still need to let the movies that are coming out kind of play through and let us forget about them.
Just give me Venom and Carnage.
Oh, man. Venom and Carnage. A good Carnage movie would be cool. I'm excited for Mysterio.
I'm excited
for Mysterio, too. Have you seen him as Mysterio?
I wonder if they're going to go the I'm the super technology one, or if they're going to go the mystical one.
No, it's going technology. I think he's a scientist.
Okay.
I am almost positive. And I think he's a good guy who ends up having to do bad stuff. You know, like, just yep, wrong place, wrong time kind of thing. I'm excited. He looks like such a good... It looks like Mysterio.
That's what something Spider-Man does real well. Yeah. Is humanizes the bad guys and you sympathize with them.
That's very true.
And
that's
Spider-Man just kind of like doesn't even want to beat their ass at the end
which
sometimes.
Which is kind of cool with Carnage, because Carnage is disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's the exact opposite of that. Yeah. There's no redemption. And that's why he works so well with the Spider-Man stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good opinion.
Kind of like how Batman, it's always delves into the psychology of the right, bad guy a lot, and that makes it a yeah, lot more interesting. The genre is just a lot
it's
better.
A new, yeah. It's a different take. And I'm excited. I really hope Fantastic Four is the next real big thing.
I can't wait for X-Men done right. I was not happy with Apocalypse.
I was not happy with Apocalypse, but I did like Days of Future Past.
Yeah, the other two were good.
It's different. And yeah, First Class. Yeah. I love First Class.
Definitely.
Closing thoughts. Anything else to say about this?
I just hope the story just doesn't get freaking ridiculous. I don't want too many shoehorned characters into previous.
And that's the problem you have with X-Men.
Yeah.
Right, because there's so many of those motherfuckers.
Yep. I don't know how they're gonna do it.
I don't either. It almost worked that Fox had their own X-Men stuff.
Yep.
You know, because they're like their own group. Yeah. That's, I mean, I like the Guardians movies with, like, the group. Because, like, when I consider, like, the Avengers movies and the Guardians movies, like, kind of their own genre of the Marvel movie because mm-hmm. they're grouped. Where, like, all the stand, like, Captain Marvel is a standalone movie. I thought it was good. It's not something that I'm excited to go watch again right away.
Yeah. I mean,
when it comes to DVD streaming, I'll be watching.
This one's definitely worth your money, at least.
I think it's worth watching. How could you not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Okay. It was good. It was good. It was better than okay. It is long, though.
What's your final grade?
I think this is an A minus.
I'm an AA minus too myself.
I'm an A minus. It's good. Could be better. I don't know how to make it better. So I don't know what I would fix. But there's so much there.
Yep.
That I think they probably did do it as good as it could be.
Probably. Right? The setup for other future stuff too.
Right. And they leave a lot of it open.
Definitely.
A lot of it open.
This has been Review Grenade. I'm Jay.
And I'm Elliot. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.